I was Brandon. I'm here from 6 to 7 every Thursday. I low-key don't know how to do the no dead air. But I'm pretty sure I just do this. So hopefully have a good night and don't get into any motor accidents.
You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Sarah, and this is Unnecessary Intervention, the show where each week I pick a different topic to discuss and match music that I associate with it. Welcome back for another semester. I will be on Thursday, 7 p.m. every week. And if this is your first time tuning in, make sure to follow the Instagram at wmuc.unnecessary.intervention. And before I get into introducing the topic and my lovely, lovely, lovely guest, who is a repeat offender on this show, let's play a quick PSA.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Okay, great to be back. I hope you guys missed me, and I hope you had a lovely winter break, if you had any break at all. But introducing my guest today is Miss Theory Hines, one of my all-time best friends ever. Let's see, which mic is it? I can't remember.
Hey, yo.
Wait, speak.
Hi.
Okay, speak again.
Hello.
Okay, found it.
Hey, what's up?
First guest of the semester. How's it feel?
I'm so special. I'm the best.
You are. You already know it.
Thank you.
You're sitting so far, it feels so awkward.
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh. Can I, like.
Oh, wait, yeah. We made her sit all the way in the corner.
Figured out a way.
Today, we're doing a very fun topic. I feel like it's very in the moment, right? I feel like a lot of people are kind of talking about it, which is that 2016 is back. Back and better than ever. And if you were around for 2016, which I'm assuming all of you were, because hopefully you'd have to be pretty young to not be around 2016. What, 10 years old now? Or nine. If you were born in 2016.
You'd be nine, turning 10.
Phew.
That's a good one.
Crazy. Imagine being able to say that you were born in 2016, though. That's kind of cool. Mm. But everyone's been saying that 2026 is the new 2016. I remember my time as... in 2016 very fondly, I'd say, but also like not good.
Oh no, it was terrible. But it was also
because,
like,
what year was that? That was our fifth grade or sixth grade, I keep forgetting.
It was sixth grade, because sixth that's grade. When Trump was elected, and that's when everybody was
that's
like,
right,
like, my friends were like crying and everything, and this one girl was like really happy.
I remember, like, it too, because one time when my parents dropped me off at school, my dad stuck his head out the window to say goodbye to me, and this is when I had no friends. And people started calling him Trump because he has red hair. Not that Trump even has red hair, but, like, I don't know. If you knew my dad, and, like, if you saw him from very far away, blurry, like, I could see the resemblance. Yeah. My dad has a big head. Trump has a big head. They're both white.
I'm finding it.
You know, they all look the same in the end. So. But yeah, that was a time. I forgot that was kind of a bad year. Well, yeah, I guess shouldn't take a stand, but I'll take a stand. I don't care.
I'm taking a stand.
I'll take a stand.
So I'm going to stand up.
Take my people with me. Hey. Yeah, but what was your do you want to talk a little bit about your time as 2016, like details? Because I was looking when I was trying to pick a picture for today's post on WMUC.unnecessary.intervention. I was scrolling through like 2016 aesthetic on Pinterest, and I was like, wow, a time to be alive. Unicorn frappuccinos.
I had it.
I didn't have it, but they're bringing it back. Did you hear?
Lich so nasty.
Really?
Like, I promise you, the hype is not worth it. Because my sister and I had one. Like, when we begged grandma, well, it was most my sister. We begged my mother to take us to Starbucks. Mind you, I had never been to Starbucks before because I was
And she's probably also paying. Grand, like, no one has money.
Yeah, no, she's definitely paying. So we went to the Starbucks and we got this unicorn frappuccino. We're like, I thought it was going to taste like cotton candy.
That's what I expected it to taste like.
Oh my gosh. It tasted like sparkle, but like, not even in a good way. Like, I cannot even describe to you what it tasted like because it was something that I have never tasted before, and I have never tasted.
Was it just like extra sugary?
Like, yes, but it didn't taste.
But I feel like you would
anything.
Love that though, which is crazy.
I love sugar. Like, I'm literally like the biggest sweet tooth of all time. But like, this was like a different level. Like, it didn't taste like sugar, but you knew it was sweet. Like, it was weird. It was so bad. Like, I don't know what they did to that, but like, guys, the hype around the unicorn frappuccino was not correct. That was actually the first case of propaganda, because that was like,
imagine they bring it back for 2026, but it's like protein unicorn
sweet green matcha unicorn
chia seed black seed.
Like, no, we can't have that. The health kick needs to stop.
Did you see Dunkin's even able or is even like advertising for protein coffee now?
What the heck is I've never even heard of protein
I don't know
coffee.
Stop it. This is everyone's like Gen Z is so for non-fad dieting. I'm like, that is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
Right.
All Gen Z is are fads. Like,
yeah,
we're basically made up of like little fads and trends that pass and come.
Like, what do you think all of like 2020 Visco Girl era was? Yeah. Like, what do you think that was about?
Where are all those scrunchies now? Right. Landfills.
Exactly. Where are all those where'd they go? All those hydro flasks, where do you think they ended up?
Yep.
Yep, in a whale's belly. Speaking of like the really 2016, like, I'm sorry, but I was also part of the mustache revolution.
I think that is one hill I will die on. I think we need to bring that back.
I honestly do, and I will be getting a tattoo on my finger. I don't care what anybody says. Call me a millennial, call me like whatever you want, but I will be getting the tattoo on my finger. Like, there's just no way of a mustache. So every single time everybody says something to me, like, I'm just gonna pull up my finger and like, I have a mustache now. Like, we were doing something that the people have never seen before and we will never see again. Like, it was just like
innovative, creative.
Right. It was the epitome of derp. It was the epitome of meep, and that's what we need back. Like, everybody was wearing unicorn stuff and like all the cookies were all see. Yay!
I'm gonna get you to try this one.
Okay.
Try it.
Hello.
Okay. Wait, talk a little bit more.
Hello.
Derp.
Derp.
Be derp. They're both about the same.
Big derp.
They kind of both got crackly still, but
yeah,
it's not as bad as last semester.
Okay.
You know what I was thinking of? Which I guess this wasn't very 2016. But I guess it still had a little bit of, I guess, of an effect. Is like Zooey Deschanel.
Mm-hmm.
Twee. Like, I feel like we need to combine twee in 2016. Mm-hmm. And well, maybe they're actually very different.
I mean, we really could. We could figure something out.
You know what's very 2016? Scream Queens.
Oh my god.
You know, when I was looking at music to pick for today's episode, what's the Ariana album? Ariana! Where she's like on a black background.
Oh.
That's like Dangerous Woman. Everything
Dangerous
was
Woman,
in that
greedy,
album.
Greedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one where she's wearing a bunny costume.
Yes.
It's a hat thing.
I know. It really was. That album was really good. a lot of great music came out in 2016.
I wasn't in the, yeah.
When we were picking out the music, we weren't together when we were doing this, but I texted Theory being like, there is life-changing music that came out that year. If not a couple of years earlier, like 2014 also had really good music. Mm-hmm. I was having trouble. I was associating some 2014 music with 2016. Mm-hmm. But honestly, that makes sense. Too. Yeah.
But it was like, the issue with like right now with music and like back then, it's like all the songs then I knew when they were coming out.
Yeah.
Like there's so many songs now that like I would never have heard of. And the only reason I heard of them is because of, like, TikTok or whatever. But, like, those songs were always on, like, the radio or whatever. So mm-hmm. you heard them everywhere. Like, literally everywhere. And now songs these days are, like, made to be played everywhere.
Yeah. Like, but I feel like there were more back then. And, like, mm-hmm. now it's just, like, they replay the same, like, five songs.
Yeah.
And, yes, in 2016, the many that they replayed did get annoying in, like, yeah. the same way that they do mm-hmm. now. But I feel like there were just more. And maybe that was just because it was my little, like, stupid 11-year-old brain.
Yeah. Or it was just better. Because if I have this here, Kehlani folded one more time, I'm really gonna, like, I can't do it. Or, like,
or what's his name? Alex Warren? What's his
name? Oh, Orbelary?
Yeah, I'm
Like, you're not even serious.
Ugh. But, okay. You know what I was also looking at pictures of was the, was it baby lips or what was the little chapsticks?
Oh, the EOS?
No, well, yes. The Did you have
ones?
Those?
Oh, I love those. I got one time and I just like bit into it because it just looked like it was like, it just looked delicious. Oh my God, Justice.
I love Justice so much. Did not have much from them.
I did not have much. I
but
you.
Bet you I was saving up all my money to use a Justice.
I promise you, every single weekend somehow my friends and I ended up in Justice and we just never left.
One time I bought a pair of fake glasses from Justice and bought them with my own money, mm-hmm. mind you. Definitely was like months of saving. Took them home and tried to convince my at-home friends that I had went to the eye doctor to get glasses. And they were like the thin little ones too. Oh, like they weren't even big
so
lenses.
Cute. I tried to do that, but mine had like the a bow on the top. And I was like, yeah, no, these are like my real glasses. Mind you, they were the thickest glasses you've ever seen in the entire. They look like you just got them from a party favor.
I love it. Oh, speaking of mustaches, I had those glasses with the hanging mustache that would hang over your lips.
I think I had one of those. I had a beard and mustache like.
We need to bring that back. We really need to bring that back.
Really do. Like I don't know why we're so obsessed with mustaches.
Because. The like good, you know, like the trend of like the millennial, that one. I feel like they were in their prime in 2016 too.
100%.
Maybe like 2014, but
the millennials that have like the restaurants.
Yes, and the flannels and the very good Mythical Morning kind of vibe.
Oh yeah, love them.
Me too. Mm. I guess we should get into the music because we've been talking for a while already. I didn't really like organize them, so we can play whatever. Okay, do you know the song, right?
My name is
So first up we've got Roses by the Chainsmokers. Following that is Lush Life by Zara Larsson, which I'm so glad she's popping off.
I know,
right now.
I love her.
I was watching an old video or a video of her on Drag Race before she was really popular. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I feel like you talked to me about this too.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe it's the new season.
It might
be
recent. I don't know.
Okay. Well, she was great. So she's from Sweden, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she has a little bit of an accent.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
She has a little Swedish accent. She's so cute. Oh,
and her little boyfriend or fiance. I don't know if they're.
Yeah, it's her boyfriend, I think.
Anyway, Lush Life. And then following that, we've got one of our favorites, All Time Low by John Bellion.
Oh my God, I'm so ready.
Which. Okay, this is completely off topic. This song, you know Japanese Breakfast. You like Be Sweet, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the song that you liked by them. But this is one of their other albums, Psycho Pomp, mm-hmm. I think is how you say it. This came out in 2016, too, and it's such a good album. Like, so much good music.
I listened to it.
Even the indie albums were popping them out. Okay. So, yeah, with that, the best, one of the best songs, Roses by the Chainsmokers.
Oh, I love this song.
I love this song so much.
So many music clues were made to this song.
Oh. Musically, we got to talk about that when we come back. Okay, Roses, enjoy.
take it slow, but it's not typical. He already knows that my love is fire. His heart was a stone, but then his hands were on. I turned him to gold and it took him higher. Well, I'll be a daydream. I'll wear your favorite things. We could be beautiful. Get drunk on the couch in the back room, hide away.
live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn. But I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer. Gonna spend it like no other. Now I found another crush. A lush life giving me a rush. Had one chance to make me blush. Second time is one too late.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste. Now I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason I'm alone. And that I'm at an all time. Was the prototype like three stacks on that CD? An example of the perfect candidate now. All your girlfriends say that you don't want to see me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but that's broken. That shit's broken. That I'm at an all time.
You guys enjoyed that as much as we did. We were singing out loud,
very loud,
and it was amazing.
Yeah,
and if you don't like that song, you're lying. It is so good, so good. And there was something in the studios.
Yes,
they were taking something in the studios. Yeah, that's all I have to say. I'm on a high.
Yeah, I know. I was like that low. We got really low. Like I was like, wow. Like, we can't even go lower. We did. And then what else? Like, I was ready.
I love it. Okay, next up, I threw this in, which honestly we could probably take it out because we've been talking for a while. We'll skip it. We've got Sits. I was gonna play She's American by the 1975, but it's not fitting the vibe. I do love this song, but I think we were just gonna talk too much anyway, and we need to cut one. So following that, we've got we're not playing that. So the first one we've got is Sit Still Look Pretty by Daya. I think is how you say her name.
Yeah,
this song is so good.
I'm very excited for this.
No, I was on Musical.ly with this one. It's so good. The whistling, I wish I could whistle because I would whistle it. But it's so good. Following that, we've got Lost Boy by Ruth B. And if y'all were not hip to this song, you missed out.
Like, really? Like, the edits to the movie Pan with the hot Peter Pan to Lost Boy, you're not even... That was an era. That was... I remember discovering that movie on YouTube by watching a Lost Boy edit.
I think I also discovered the song from it was this one and then the other Peter Pan song.
Like, I remember crying to the song every time.
I was so sad.
Like, Lost Boy Like Me, like am I free? Like that literally was. I mean, Ruthie really called to me.
Oh my god, my spirit, like, so yes. Good. If I could go back, I would. I would.
If I could go back at my age now, like.
Yes, ugh, yes. Like, I want to be as confident and, like, ugh, assured in myself as I am and go back. I also want to say hi, Maria.
Hello!
Maria, this is literally an episode for you. Like, you and your sister, you guys are the prime 2016 targets here, and I'm so glad you're listening, and I hope you enjoy the next songs. Yeah, I'm going to sing my heart out. Yeah. I think we'll just do these two. And then the next two will come together. Because I feel like these two kind of fit each other well. Okay. Sit Still Look Pretty by Daya. Coming at you. Live on air. This is Unnecessary Intervention. Enjoy.
Could dress up to get love. Guess what? I'm never gonna be that girl. Just living in a Barbie world. Could wake up. And make up and play dumb, pretending that I need a boy who's gonna treat me like a toy. I know the other girlies wanna wear expensive things with diamond rings, but I don't wanna be the puppet that you're playing on a string. This queen don't need a king. Oh, I don't know what you've been told, but this guy right here. There's no way she did right in her life. Had seven men to do the choice. Cause that's not what a lady's for. The only thing a boy's gonna give a girl for free is captivity. And I might love me some vanilla, but I'm not that sugar sweet. Call me HBIC. Oh, I don't know what you've been told, but this guy right. They say pretty hurts, and I don't wanna sit still. I'm a pretty girl, up in a pretty world, but no, I won't sit still, look pretty. Sure, I'm a pretty girl, up in a pretty world, but they say pretty hurts, and I don't wanna sit still. I'm a pretty girl, up in a pretty world, but no, I won't sit still, look pretty. Oh, I don't know what you've been told, but this guy right here is gonna rule the world. Yeah, that is what I'm gonna be, because I wanna be. No, I don't wanna sit still, look pretty. Still look pretty. Oh, I don't know what you've been told, but this guy right here's gonna.
was a time when I was alone, nowhere to go and no place to call home. My only friend was the man in the moon, and even sometimes he would go away too. Then one night as I closed my eyes, I saw a shadow flying high. He came to me with the sweetest smile, told me he wanted to talk for a while. He said, Peter Pan, that's what they call me. I promise that you'll never be lonely. And ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. He sprinkled me in pixie dust and told me to believe, believe in him and believe in me. Together we will fly away in a cloud of green to your beautiful destiny. As we soared above the town that never loved me, I realized I finally had a family. Soon enough we reached Neverland. Peacefully my feet hit the sand, and ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, darling, even Captain Hook, you are my perfect storybook. Neverland, I love you so, you are now my home sweet home forever, a lost boy at last. Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, darling, even Captain Hook, you are my perfect storybook. Neverland, I love you so, you are now my home sweet home forever, a lost boy at last. And for always I will sing, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free.
And if that didn't bring a tear to your eye, you are an evil person.
A wicked, wicked witch.
That song is so good.
Oh my gosh. Like, it's just so inspiring. Like, I'm like a lost boy, and like my family is like my lost people.
Ugh, so good. I can't even describe it. Next up. Sorry, gotta take a breath. We've got This Is What You Came For by Calvin Harris and Rihanna, which this is one of those songs that was really overplayed on the radio, honestly.
Everywhere.
And then one of my personal favorites. I know I said I made a lot for Sit Still Look Pretty. I made even more for Closer by the Chainsmokers and Halsey.
I even remember, it's like,
yes, because everyone was doing the certain movements.
You like pull closer in the backseat of my Rover. Yeah, it was bad. Like me, like
so good. And then following that, we've got No by Meghan Trainor. I got this CD for Thank You Deluxe version for Christmas, and I remember putting it into my big, because we had a big tube TV.
I miss mine.
And we had underneath that, we had a CD, like a CD player that was like somehow, I don't know, in the thing that, whatever, doesn't matter. But I would put it in there and I would blast it full volume in our old tiny little house and run around the house singing it.
It's so cute.
But this song is good. Well, she just had her baby.
I hear
about this?
No.
She had a surrogate baby and everyone's like, really? You shouldn't have done that because it's like preying on people who are less fortunate because they're the ones that are, because she was like, it's not the safest option for me. People were criticizing that, being like, the safest meaning you wouldn't put yourself
in a position to
put yourself in the danger of having the baby and instead are like having a poor woman have it, essentially.
That's kind of bad. And also she looks terrible on that zombie.
She looks scary.
Because it's like,
bring back fat Meghan Trainor, bring back fat
Rebel Wilson,
fat, what's the guy in Superbad?
Jonah Hill.
Bring him back fat.
It's just bad.
All of them. And I just saw someone the other day who also lost a bunch of weight. And I was like, no, I don't like it.
They need to stop. Because I'm so sorry. Miss Meghan Trainor, she is like, her face is still like weird and big. So it's like,
you look like a bobblehead.
It's giving bobble. It's giving Obama bobble. 2020.
She was so beautiful before.
It's so sad. Like, and you've been all about that base, no trouble.
I know.
You're going to lose all that weight, girl. You about that base no more? You about that flute?
I know. And you know what? I know Spy Kid missed the base.
I know. He missed that base so bad. Little Junie, bro.
Oh, I love him.
Give Junie his butt back.
Okay. This is what you came for. Coming at ya. Enjoy.
And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
This is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves.
I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
You. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song. That we beat to death in Tucson. Okay. Sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. Of your Rover that I know you.
I think it's so cute, and I think it's so sweet how you let your friends encourage you to try and talk to me. But let me stop you there, oh, before you speak.
Is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the no, no, no.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the no, no, no.
First, you gonna say you ain't running game, thinking I believe in every word. Call me beautiful, so original, telling me I'm not. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the no, no, no.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the no, no, no.
Thank you in advance, I don't wanna dance. Nope. I don't need your hands all over me. No, no. If I want a man, then I'ma get a man, but it's never my. No, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the no, no, no.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the no, no, no.
I'm feeling untouchable, untouchable.
I'm feeling
untouchable.
That is a good song. Wow. Oh. That whole album, hit after hit after hit.
Mm.
We're going to skip this next song, but then we've got three more for you tonight, and then we're done. So, once again, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you, Theory, for coming on tonight.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I always have fun.
And yeah, we've been singing our hearts out over here. I always have a good time with you. Yeah, make sure you follow the Instagram at wmuc.unnecessary.intervention so you can know hints for the upcoming shows, what they're going to be about, if you want to tune in. I'll be here every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Please listen on FM. I love you guys. And without further ado, we've got our last three. Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake from Trolls, which I think might have been 2014. No, it was 2016. Okay, good, good.
Hair up. Let's go crazy.
Following that, we've got Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. And should I just leave the last one as a surprise?
Yes.
Okay. The last one will be a surprise for you guys, but make sure to follow along. Follow the rules. Okay, Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. Thank you. Love you guys. Tune in next week.
Bye.
And that's it. Bye.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance. So keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. Stop, stop. Under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. You, when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance.
Just watch. Come on. man, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name. Hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls, hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls, hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Ooh.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up. I said Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you've succeeded and flown it,
well, it's Saturday night and we